Hello. I know what you want to hear. You want to hear how it made me feel. You want to hear the sensations that run through my body, the thoughts that run through my head. You want to hear about all of it, but I don't know how to describe it to you. If I don't know how to describe it to you, then this is going to be a very short audio. So I'll take you back to the beginning. The place where it all started, you and I. Playing together. Exploring things. Finding that though I was as kinky as fuck, I hadn't tried half the things that you had, and you taught me. You taught me that there was pleasure in pain and pain in pleasure, and all of those, well, little puzzles. All wrapped up in one body. I was well fucked by the time it happened. I was, well, you know the sheen you get when you've been fucking for a long time. We both had that. We were both panting a little and extremely turned on, and you were hard again, and I was wet as fuck. I always am as wet as fuck when you're here. And I'd let it out in small little bits of information over time that I wondered what it would be like to be choked. And allowed to come. How it would feel to feel your air being slowly cut off. The lightheadedness, the adrenaline, the panic, the danger, the desire, the everything. My ass hurt from you fucking me. My cunt hurt from your cock. Fucking me over and over again. My ass was filled with your juices, with your cum, your beautiful, thick, creamy cum. Another load was in my tummy. It tastes so sweet. And I was such a good girl for you that you let me have it. Oh, you made me work for it, but you let me have I'd been bent over, bent backwards, hog-tied in a million different ways. I'd been fucked, played, hurt, pleasured, until I didn't know where one finished and one in, and one began. My body was beautifully exhausted. The kind of exhaustion that comes when you've been playing and playing and fucked and fucked and fucked. When the exhaustion feels good, the ache feels good. You want to ache. I wanted to ache for you. And you had played me beautifully. When you curled up behind me, I didn't know what would happen. You smoothed my hair down. My neck was in the crook of my neck was over your arm. You were wrapped around me, your hands on my tits. Your right hand around my neck, playing with my shoulder and my tits. You were murmuring into the back of my neck. Neck kisses. A girl's kryptonite, absolutely. Your kisses, sweet, gentle. The butt of your teeth against my neck. Your other hand around my waist, pulling my arse back into you, so your cock was pressed against the crack of my arse. Our fingertips.
pushing between my legs, pulling my left leg back over yours, so my pussy was exposed. And then you started, slow and deliberate, knowing how to keep me just out of reach of the edge, and even when I was on the edge, to keep me there as long as you wished. Of course, I had no permission to come. And so you began playing, your fingertips skimming over my pussy lips, one finger trailing back up just to get a little wet through my cunt, opening my lips up and grazing my clit, making me move, my ass sliding against your cock, your growls vibrating in my ear and into my body through your chest. You're intoxicating when you're that close to me. You're intoxicating at the best of times, but when you're that close, when you're that wrapped around me, when you are completely and utterly focused on me, it is the most addictive, beautiful, inescapable thing in the world. I felt you shift a little. I felt your arm tighten a little around my throat. I felt your lips on my ear whispering to me, telling me I was yours. Your fingertips drawing circles round and round my clit and round my pussy lips, and dipping into my cunt and dipping out again, brushing my asshole, coming back up again, and you just kept teasing me. Teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing and teasing. And as my orgasm started to form, when that first tightening of my thighs started and you knew I was on my way, you began in earnest. And as my orgasm rolled harder and harder on its way to bursting free, your arm began to tighten. My breathing became shallow. I couldn't take enough breath. I became lightheaded. My head arched a little. You pulled me hard against you, letting me know you were right there, right with me, taking care of me. I was lightheaded. And just as I went to take another breath and couldn't, the orgasm burst. It burst spectacularly, with you whispering, "Come," in my ear. And I did. I drenched your fingers, I drenched the sheets, I drenched my pussy. I lost it completely. My hands around your arm, around my neck, not pulling you away, just touching you, acknowledging where the power lay. And then slowly, another breath, a little easier and a little easier until your arm relaxed. Your kisses on the back of my neck. I hadn't seen it coming. I didn't know you were gonna do it that day, that time. It's the wonderful thing about you, you always surprise me. And I have. I wanna do it again. Please, Please promise me you'll do it again. That you'll choke me until my orgasm just rips through my body. There were tears. The orgasm and the breathing, or the lack of, made me cry. Full tears. Smudged mascara. You look so pretty when you cry, he said. I think I was feeling very shy at that point. But you bundled me up in your arms, and you whispered sweet nothings, and you caressed my body, settled in my mind. But please, please help me do it again. I will do anything for you if you just promise to do it again. Please. The feeling was a rush and a panic, and the orgasm was out of this world. I felt open, I felt vulnerable, I felt completely and utterly under control, which is in itself a spectacular feeling. It's a frightening feeling and a liberating one at the same time. When you trust somebody that much, there are no barriers, there are no secrets. And I trusted you, and you took care of me. The adrenaline took a while to settle. The panic took a while to settle, as I became confident of my breathing again. Be careful what you wish for. That might just come true. Thank you. Thank you for making my kinky wishes come true.